Well, I mean, who doesn't want to drink Bloody Marys on
it? Right. Like, that sounds like a wonderful beverage. I love, I'm so excited that I've gotten so many people that are from Milledgeville, because I was really worried about that. Like, that I would get kind of people who have been here for 4 years, the same amount of time I've been here. Mm-hmm. Milledgeville has changed, but not as much as it changed over 20 years, you know? So, from that, like, kind of wider perspective, do you think that, to make the question simple, do you think that it has changed at all?
Like, yes.
It has.
Okay. I remember before it was Deep Roots, when it was the festival, and it was held on front campus, and very small, like one day, and then it kind of grew, and then, you know, it was Sweetwater, and then, you know, there was some issues with the name, and then it became Deep Roots. So I think over the years, I mean, it's been great for the town. I think that it gets better every year. Not to say that it's not stressful at some times. So, but I think it's come a long way from being held on front campus.
Absolutely.
I mean, now the streets are blocked off. You can drink. You know, there's plenty of barbecue people. I mean, last year we had the state championship cook-off here, you know, and that's a pretty big thing to get those guys to come here.
That's on television.
So, yes. And so we were, you know, of course we were making sure every need that they wanted was met and, you know, within reason. But there was nothing demanding. So I think that shows all of the hard work from even the people from way back then to now, how it's, you know, made its mold.
So, about how many people would you estimate come to Deep Roots every year?
Last year, I think we had over 16,000 in one day.
That is amazing.
Throughout the day, one day. Yeah. And, you know, some people come for the music, some people come for the food, some people come for the craft. So you have all different kinds coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
do you think the type of person that comes to Deep Roots, is that is attracted to Deep Roots? Because the image of Deep Roots has changed a lot. Just like in my research, I'm like, wait, is this the same festival?
I know.
So do you think the type of person Deep Roots attracts, whether that's like from a volunteer perspective or just like a participant perspective, do you think that has changed?
I think I think that maybe the people that are not from here, maybe it's changed some. But I think as far as people from Milledgeville, they come because it's here and they've had fun in previous years. And, you know, it's something for the entire family. They can bring their small children. They can get their face painted. They can, you know, the older kids can go climb the rock wall or, you know, do the trampoline flip stuff. I mean, I think that, you know, for people that are here, that it's something they've always done. And then for people outside, I think that getting, like, the state barbecue competition, it attracts people. And getting the bands that people that we may have not heard of, but people that the band, the town that the band is from.